out with a locomotive's name. It was painting for the journey, it was whole and fully manned, and had a box of farmer and was filling full of sand. It appears that locomotives cannot always get a grip on their slender iron pavement, for the wheels are apt to slip. And when they reach a slippery spot, their tactics they command, and get a grip upon the rail, they sprinkle it with sand. With travel along our slippery track, if your load is rather heavy, you're always slipping back. So if a common locomotive you completely understand, you'll provide yourself in starting with a good supply of sand. If your track is steep and hilly and you have a heavy grade, if those who've gone before you, the rails quite slippery made. If you ever reach the summit of the upper table land, you'll find you'll have to do it with a liberal use of sand. And discover to your course that you're liable to slip upon a heavy coat of frost. If some prompt decided action will be called into demand, then you'll slip away to the bottom if you haven't any sand. You can get to any station that is on life's schedule scene, if there's a fire beneath the boiler of ambition's strong machine. You'll reach a place called Bushtown at a rate of speed that's grand. If for all the slippery places you've a good supply of sand.